Hey everyone, James here, and welcome back to another episode of the Aquarium Podcast. Since the beginning of 2022, I've been going through mixed emotions when it comes to the fish keeping hobby itself. I love the hobby and enjoy keeping fish. The benefits are massive and they give me that focus when I've had a tough day or the enjoyment of caring for the animals I keep. Unfortunately, this is also tarnished at times when I go online or view the hobby itself from outside my world. We've discussed many times before about the impact of social media through the hobby and the bullshit you see online with overly photoshopped pictures, false advertising from influencers, receiving free products then blowing smoke up the company's asses, or even just the times when you feel like you're not progressing with your skills or learning as fast as others. Maybe it's those times when life just gets in the way and unfortunately you have less time or money than you once did to invest. I think it's happened to us all throughout the time, and if it hasn't, I'm sure it will. For me, it's become frustrating to keep on top of everything and can often be overwhelming, especially when I add my YouTube channel into the mix and how demanding that is to keep going with new ideas, topics, or the fact they may not perform as well as I thought they would. I won't lie, it's very disheartening at times when you invest so much time and effort into a video and it's not watched by many. Don't get me wrong, I'm not in it for the numbers. I do it because I enjoy sharing my journey with other like-minded enthusiasts, but as I said, it can get tiring or cause envy when you see another channel making less effort and getting rewarded from it. I think for me personally, I'm very passionate about what I do and I'm at times a bit of a dreamer, so I'm always pushing myself harder than I should, which sometimes can be wearing. Currently, at time of writing this episode, my thoughts are mixed. Ironically, my views could have changed by the time I actually record or even release this episode. Often I write stuff over many months before I even consider turning it into an episode, so I'll be sure to give you my current perspective at the end of this episode. I think losing any passion for this hobby comes at different stages, as in the past for me, I've been completely soul destroyed when something has gone wrong with my aquariums, such as heaters malfunctioning and barbecuing my fish, aquariums breaking, or the fish deciding to take flying lessons and find them on the floor the next morning. All of these things happen to us on a daily basis and it's about how we respond to it. Most of the time I just go to bed completely frustrated or annoyed and think, that's it, I'm done. No more wasting money on the hobby. I'll just sell it all. But then a couple of days pass and I've moved on and focusing on something new or exciting that's currently happening with my fish or the hobby itself. Maybe something new has inspired me that then kickstarts that desire to push on. Today, for example, I recently had a flurry of new ideas for future aquariums, and this then in turn has inspired me to look into these ideas further with research. For me, especially, I'm a big lover of where our fish come from and their natural habitats and conditions, so having the opportunity to spend time researching these environments sparks so much wonder and inspiration to see how I can adapt these photos or videos I've seen into a similar state at home. That feeling of maybe revitalizing an existing aquarium with something new, even by placing items in a different way, can help keep the passion alive. Other times, yes, it could be creating a whole new aquarium from scratch. I think this is why many people, especially those in the aquascaping hobby, find it difficult to keep their aquariums the same. That lust to try something new or different. Then, ultimately, the weighing cost of maintaining to changing it can be a frustrating or demotivating factor. Often, it's about managing your expectations and keep finding things to bring the desire or interest back. Sometimes, just watching a few aquatic documentaries for me helps keep me interested, or a certain channel on the internet. Hearing words from your favorite social media influencers who you can relate to can help. Sometimes life does get in the way, or something goes wrong, and you know what? It's okay to lose the spark. I've known hobbyists not to keep aquariums for 20 years, then one day could be the most ordinary of them all. It all comes flooding back, and that desire and passion to give it a go once again. One aspect I found demotivating is the growing cost of everything these days. Often, This comes with little expendable money to push into the hobby and can, I won't lie, become very frustrating to hold off scratching that desirable itch to keep being creative or even upgrade some items which are wearing down or broken. With the cost of living ever more on the increase and the ripple effect from the pandemic still making waves, then it's even more difficult for us to justify spending money on that new LED light, that plant you wanted, or the new upgraded fish tank. So we have to manage with what we can. I think one of the great things for those in that situation is repurposing old items that you have stored away. This can help give life to an existing setup, or better still, get out there and be one with nature. Remember, nature is all around us, and most things that are found in nature can often be used in our aquariums. Of course, care, research, and common sense must always be taken when foraging things, but there is so much that could potentially have its uses. Whether it be dead tree branches, dead leaves, stones, rocks, and even mosses, which again, you have to be careful where and what you collect, but can be free items to use in your fish tanks. These items, in turn, will help recreate a more natural environment, so it's a win-win in my eyes. It's a great way to get back to nature and get out in the real world. Find inspiration from that little river stream you find, or maybe a tree stump with all its mosses and fungi. This can be a real uplift to finding that desire to continue with the hobby. Ultimately, passion comes from random places, so we just have to knuckle down in those times where things may not be going right, and remember, that's what we are doing is caring for our animals, and that should always be enough to keep going. If it's not, maybe rehome them and take a break for a little while. Once in a better place, then the opportunity to start up again will present itself. I believe one of the best things about this hobby is that once you've experienced it, especially those in the true form as most of us hardcore hobbyists that take it to the more extremes than having a goldfish in an aquarium with a swimming diver and a no fishing ornament, then you know one day you are coming back. If it's frustrating because social media is causing you grief, either with that one arrogant person who knows it all, or you, like me, often just sick of seeing people after free stuff, then it's just take a break from it. We all know social media can be a great place to share our passion and meet others who are like-minded, but it does have that dark underbelly of baggage that comes with it, so sometimes it's worth just taking a step back to refocus. I often give myself a good break over the Christmas period and delete all my social media apps off my phone and go off the grid for just a bit to enjoy the real world. I must admit, I should do it more often. And it's amazing how beneficial it can be to just take a step back from time to time and not rely on the internet, and instead enjoy the world, my family, and my fish tanks for just me, which really is what the hobby is ultimately there for. That enjoyment for you, not anyone else, not for free stuff from companies, not for thousands of followers, just you. As of recording this episode, it's been almost 4 months since writing. I can't believe it's taken this long to get recording. It's been a crazy year for everyone with all that's happening. I have a busy life outside my hobbies right now, so I'm trying to figure out that balance. I still spend time with my fish, but it's been hard keeping up with my social media content, especially YouTube. If you ever tried, you know how much time it takes, but we're getting back on track. I'm just waiting for that creative spark to kick back in with ideas, and then we're ready to go again. Thanks for taking the time to listen, and I'll see you in the next one.